Welcome to Northeast Colorado Talks here on Farm Radio 1010 KSIR and KSIR.com. I'm Chris Brom. Our guest today, Representative-elect for House District 63, Dusty Johnson, joins us this morning. Good morning, Dusty. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And yourself?
I'm off to a good start so far. We're inching ever closer to Christmas, and that means inching ever closer to the start of the legislative session in January.
Yes, I have not heard someone put two of those together. One sounds great, and the other one, it doesn't seem like enough time.
Yeah, one of those things is not like the other, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah, we will go and begin the 75th General Assembly on January 8th.
So when do you officially get sworn into office?
Also January 8th.
That's what I wondered. I thought those two were on the same day, but I wasn't 100% sure. And I'm guessing it's been a bit of a whirlwind trying to get everything ready to go for the start of that new session.
It has been. It's hurry up and wait. They want us to get our bills in with different time frames. Freshmen have different times. But as soon as we hurry up and get it in, now most of us are still waiting for those drafts to come back from the drafters.
Now, you also got committee assignments, is that right?
Yes, we did. I get three. Most of the House Republicans got two committees. I was lucky enough, I got three. So I got Agriculture, Water, and Natural Resources as my first, Health and Human Services as my second, and then Education as the third.
Well, those are three very vital services and areas, and three that you have at least some experience in, right?
Yes, and all three I can have a rural voice on. We need the services. Ag, water, natural resources go without saying. Really trying to tell them why we do what we do out here and how we need less government encroachment in our lives to tell us how to operate. The other two, we need more services out here. We need education to be looked at from a rural lens. Same with health and human services. You know, we need mental, physical, behavioral health out here. And I think that voice needs to be told even louder.
Without a doubt, those are very vital services. And again, services that are vital everywhere, but offer unique challenges and unique hurdles and just an overall unique perspective when you start talking about a rural landscape versus an urban landscape.
Yes, and trying to explain, and I heard the best thing at a conference a couple weeks ago, it's sometimes a downfall when you know about something because you forget that not everyone else knows what you know, and trying to put that in perspective so I can explain to my urban colleagues exactly what we do out here, because I know, but I need to make sure I'm starting at ground one with a lot of them.
Well, that's a good point. I think oftentimes, whether it's politics or policy or just life in general, I think sometimes we take for granted what we know in our particular situation, but don't always realize that not everybody knows things that we know.
Exactly. Or the language we use. We all have, abbreviated words. We have acronyms. They are different for every sector. And what we assume someone knows for that acronym, they might associate with something else.
That is a very good point. Yeah, so education is always important and always vital, and it's always a challenge as well, because I've never obviously been in the legislature, but I would imagine that everybody feels that their constituents are the most important, and their beliefs and ideals are the ones they should be focused on.
Nailed it. I mean, there's 100 of us. We are all elected by the people that we're supposed to represent. So we're all here for a purpose, but we have blinders on that we think, you know, everyone should be on the same page we are, because this is what the people elected us to do. And we forget about the other 99 districts that they elected someone else to do it as well. And Colorado is a mix of issues. It's a mix of topics. And that's where the finesse and the challenge is going to be, trying to find the middle ground of making sure, you know, Northeast is represented, but understanding someone from Denver metro area also was, you know, elected in the same process and they want something else.
Well, and along those same lines, Dusty, and I think this is something that a lot of politicians in particular, not necessarily those in government, but politics in particular, not only are you elected to vote are elected to represent the people that voted for you, but you're also elected to represent the people who didn't vote for you.
Yes. Yeah, there is rounding up about 89,000 in House District 63, just like every other house, and making sure I'm trying to represent the best of this area as a whole. Whether someone didn't vote because they didn't agree with what I was doing, whether they just didn't show up to vote, whether they lost their ballot, whatever the reason was, you're correct. Need to make sure I'm representing and being accessible to everyone out here.
So with that in mind, what's sort of your goal to get the session started? What are you looking forward to tackling first when January rolls around?
Yeah, first thing I want to tackle, and I've been in talks with like the Spur campus at CSU, which will be in conjunction with National Western Stock Show. I really want to get as many of my colleagues as I can out to their campus, understanding that it is a strong reach, especially in session, to get them anywhere in rural to understand what we're about to be voting on. And it's a fun way to also get to know them and build that camaraderie of let's go look at National Western. Let's go look at, you know, the Spur Center in a way that it's basically in your backyard. You don't have to travel 100 miles to get there. And start that conversation with, you know, also offering, you know, if we have a weekend or we get done with committees early, I want to see something in Metro as well. And looking at both sides just so we can make sure we are, you know, shaking hands and getting along in the beginning so we have that, you know, connection to bridge the gap.
Well, and that feels like the perfect opportunity where the stock show takes place. I mean, that is truly kind of a bridging of rural and urban. You've got the urban backdrop of Denver, but obviously very rural centric with the stock show. And I've been to the Spur campus, and it is very, very big in explaining and highlighting the importance of agriculture in rural America here in Colorado. So I feel like that's a prime opportunity to kind of bridge the two sides together.
Yes, and the Spur does it amazing where they start at ground zero, explaining ag, water to everybody. I know we do have receptions at National Western. Those often tend to be in a side room, so they don't actually get a look at the, you know, the young adults projects, the livestock. So I really want to go a little bit beyond that just to get maybe out of their comfort zone, but to actually get them to go look at, you know, some of these pens and projects.
For sure. Now, from a policy standpoint, anything in particular that you're working on? I know you had to have three of your five initial bills in earlier this month, and you've still got a little bit of time for the remaining two. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we had to have the first three by the 16th of this month and then the next two by the 14th of January.
So anything in particular that you're working on that you can share with us? I know obviously you don't want to start rolling stuff out yet, but anything, at least in just an overview of kind of what you're working on?
Yeah, no, and I can share all three. I've really had I want to be as open as possible. These are bills that are going to affect the state, our area. The first is going to be called Increasing Efficiency in the DWR, the Department of Water Resources Processes. So if we can ever do anything with agency cleanup for more efficiency, I know that's a weird concept in government for efficiency, but it really is supposed to eliminate unnecessary permitting requirements, reduce some fees, aka taxes, and then streamlining the work, for instance, modernizing well construction. So right now they are done every 10 years, keeping it at every 10 years, but splitting that project in two. So the first group will be seen on the fifth of on the years ending in five, like 2035, 2045, and then the second bunch on years ending in zero, just to help speed up the process, take some of the workload off, and then those stuck at the end of the group getting processed through don't have to worry about, you know, extension of times because they're being delayed. So that's the first. Second is doing a statute of limitations on healthcare billing. Not changing what's owed, what's billed, just patients deserve to know what they owe in a timely manner. The bill I'm working on now is going to put that at about 3 to 9 months. After that time, if that time lapses, the patient doesn't know anything because getting a bill 2, 3, 10 years later is just ridiculous. And then the third is just in honor of our first responders and their spouses, allowing them to become confidential voters if they wish to do so. So that way their information is private and secure so they have safety on their family's end while they work on our public safety for the communities.
All right. Well, those are three bills that I feel like there's going to be some bipartisan support there. Are you feeling that that's going to be the case as well? Are you starting to see some support on both sides of the aisle with those?
Yes. Yeah, I'm getting bipartisan support on all three of those. I don't have draft back for either, but as soon as I can get that in writing from the bullet points to the drafted process, I have people both sides that are wanting to come talk about it, support it, really hoping to get, I say, sensible back into the Capitol, because we don't have common sense anymore.
That is that's the going saying nowadays is common sense. It's not as common as it used to be.
It is not. That's why I'm changing it and saying we just need sensible things that put, you know, people first, patients first, honoring those who keep us safe. Let's keep them safe.
Absolutely. Well, you hit the nail on the head. Government and efficiency don't necessarily go hand in hand, but there are ways that you can certainly streamline the process when it comes to stuff. And from the billing standpoint, I know there's been a lot of news lately about healthcare and healthcare payments and billing and insurance and all of those things. And I think patients in general look forward to any sort of I guess relief for lack of a better term, when it comes to having to pay those medical bills.
Yeah. And you know, that's the one thing, you know, I always try to say, you know, you need to plan your budget. It is so hard when it comes to your health or your family's health. So at least let's help them be able to plan that better when something does happen.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dusty, what else are you looking forward to as we head into the new year and the new session? Is there anything outside of, you know, introducing the legislature to things like agriculture and stuff like that? Just anything in particular when it comes to the process? I know you've been around for a while, having worked for various legislators over the years, but is there anything in particular you're kind of ready to jump into once the session gets going?
Yeah, I think I'm really excited to jump into. We have leadership on both sides willing to lead from behind as from in front. Too often in past years, we've seen leadership try to tell members what they should or should not do, forgetting the aspect that every member is voted by their respective people. So really excited that we have, you know, leadership that's willing to support but not, I guess, dictate what members are supposed to do, along with we have a lot of new members that are coming in with eyes wide open, that they understand that they affect the whole state. They're ready to learn. And there are a lot of new members that are humble enough to say, I don't understand this, but let me help you learn my aspect. So we're going to have a lot of back and forth of, there are things I don't understand. There's quite a few. I am ready to learn from them. And then hopefully, you know, that is the olive branch that they learn from me on the rural. And I think we have a lot of collaboration that's going to come ahead.
Do you feel like having that many new faces in the legislature is going to be a benefit rather than a hurdle?
I think so, because we get so stuck that under that dome, it really is almost, you know, like just a little maze in there that people forget about the outside world, that we have so many new members that staff, lobbyists, outside groups are really having to relearn the process with these new members, that we're going to make it more transparent for the people. Because when you have too many members that have been there too long, we forget to simplify the process for the general public to understand. So I think it really is going to be an educational asset that as the members are learning, we get to reteach the people and bring them engaged as well, because we're all starting at a, let's just learn the process in a simple, transparent manner.
Well, January 8th is going to be here rather quickly, and boy, that learning curve is going to hit a whole new level come the first week of January.
It is, and I think it's going to hit a lot. I know I've been through the process, but until you see it, you don't realize how fast of a process it actually is. And that's where, you know, I'm really going to rely on, you know, my communities, you know, my support. Reaching out to a lot of people in my district saying, you are experts at this and I need your help. Probably starting, you know, maybe some mini little groups and, you know, with people out here just saying, hey, can you help me with this? Because I'm going to be juggling so many things. And idealistically, I'm hoping every member does that, that they really put some of this work back on the people and saying, I need you engaged as well. help me help you as we try to get the best message across.
Well, Dusty, when next we speak in 2025, you will officially be in office as representative for House District 63, and I look forward to catching up on the first month of work and see how things are going.
I look forward to talking to you in the new year. Merry Christmas. Enjoy what's left of this year. It just seems like last week I was announcing my candidacy in last December, and I don't know where this year went.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like we just turned the page, and now all of a sudden the year is in the books. It's gone by in a hurry.
It has, and I hope this is not what every year is going to feel like, but looking forward to it and more discussions.
Absolutely. Well, Dusty, thanks so much for the time, and Merry Christmas to you and yours as well.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Talk to you next year.
Sounds great. Once again, Representative-elect for House District 63, Dusty Johnson, our guest here on Northeast Colorado Talks on Farm Radio 1010 KSIR and KSIR.com. I'm Chris Brom. Thanks for spending your Friday morning with us. Stay tuned. We've still got a day full of news, information, and more right here on Farm Radio.